Our Sense of Place Rio continues with another special interview from the archives with Bebel Gilberto. The daughter of the great Joao Gilberto made a name for herself all over the world with her 2000 album Tanto Tempo. This interview took place in 2004, around the time of the self-titled follow-up, and I began by asking her if Tanto Tempo was really the best-selling Brazilian album of all time.
Well, it changed in the best Brazilian album, you know, selling album ever, and it changed from the first place and to the third. So depending on the day, I'm the first one, sometimes I'm the third one. Well, but I'm still in the between the three first, so it's quite good, isn't it?
Yes, I would think so. How has that changed you and changed your life? I mean, obviously that has to have some effect when you go in the studio to make the album that comes after.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a tension moment, and I think I decided also to do totally different. So I'm not really going into the commercial system of doing it, the second album, just like the first one that was successful. So I took the chance to do something more acoustic and also to sing more songs that I have written. So it's been very interesting to see people's reaction for that, and sometimes asking me why I don't have too much electronics or why I'm not singing well-known songs. And also people, they are very, very pleased to know that I am also a songwriter and learning new songs that I'm singing. So it's quite interesting.
Well, yeah, and it's great to hear your songs too, which are a wide variety of things. Now, you worked with Marius de Vries on this album, and you did some writing with him. How does that work for you? Who brings what into the studio, or how do you work together?
Well, Marius, he helped me a lot with the lyrics in English. You know, that was the main thing he did, especially because I had some ideas and some words organized, but they were really not in a perfect English and also kind of broken English, but the images were there, and he did a great job with me. He helped me out on that. And also, way of singing also, you know, more into Bebel whispering, Bebel singing with the heart, which was always my goal. So, yeah, it was great. And also I had Masa Shimizu and Pedro Baby, the two musicians that are here today with me that were in the studio with me. So that was fun as well.
You know, here's a question about that, though, because Portuguese is such an expressive language. I've heard that it's often hard, really is hard to find English words for a lot of Portuguese.
Yes, there are some of words like saudade, for instance, which means missing, the feeling of missing something. You can miss someone, you can miss the food, you can miss even the smell. That means saudade, and that word doesn't exist in English. And a few others. It's quite interesting, isn't it?
I always love it. Well, I love the English songs too. You wanted to begin with River Song, which, as I understand, was the last thing that you wrote for the album.
Yes. Actually, it was the last words. The song was written before, but I was kind of stuck with the lyrics, especially because I wanted to develop the idea of the river that goes to the sea and what is what. And then finally, when I arrived in Rio de Janeiro at the beach, I came up with the final ideas for River Song.
All right. This is River Song. Bebel Gilberto is playing live for us today.
Espuma do mar que deixei meu coração se dar, só resta a intenção de se deixar. Vou te levar numa sombra de paixão. Não vou parar, nunca fica pra pensar. Sonho com o vento que não sopra mais, não mais, não mais. Gotas de um momento que não contam mais. Se a chuva da montanha, se é rio que vai pro mar. Deixei meu coração se dar. Só resta a intenção de se deixar, deixar. Vou te levar numa sombra de pura paixão. Vou parar nunca pra pensar. Sonho com o brilho que não conta mais, oh, não mais, oh, não mais. Gotas de um momento que não contam mais. Se é chuva da montanha, se é rio que vai pro mar. Pada, para, pada, para, pada, para, 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 pada, 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 pada. Sonho com o vento que não conta mais, não mais, não mais. Gotas de um momento que não contam mais. Pá, pá, para, pá. Se é rio da montanha, se é rio que vai pro mar. Da correnteza que tudo vai levar, vai levar. Para, 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 para. Para, 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 para,
We're getting to hear some stripped-down versions of the tunes from Babel Gilberto's second album called Babel, and that's a version of River Song played live today on the World Cafe. You know, Babel, it's funny whenever I talk to an artist about an album, I say, oh, they made it in, you know, a certain city or everywhere. I can't say this about this record because, well, you made part of it in Rio. And I was just noticing that the strings on that one were recorded in London. You went to Bahia to record some, but you also recorded some in New York as well?
Yeah. The right beginning of the album, we start doing it in the, you know, in New York.
Do you appreciate the energy of New York? Is that how come New York has become so much your home?
Well, the whole story with New York, the romance, started when I was born in New York. And then I had that, you know, dream when I was a little kid that I wanted just to, you know, live in New York when I grew up. So that's what happened. And I think the energy has to do a lot with my energy, you know. Mm. I'm pretty much a person that likes to do everything, you know, and, you know, 24 hours kind of person. I'm not, well, I do love to go to the beach and lay back, but I like the energy from New York City, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a New Yorker.
Well, you were talking about doing All Around, which is one that Masahiro Shimizu wrote with you. Right?
Yeah, Masahiro Shimizu. Yes, he did write a song with me, and we're going to play for you.
Now this, a lot of the things I read about you, Babel, is you fall in love hard and you fall out of love hard. And this seems to be one of those coming from a very painful place.
Oh my God, you see? Yeah, that happens, you know. Yeah, I think, you know, being love and being broken heart, it's really, really useful for when you're writing songs, and, you know, it's very, very important. But All Around is also, it also has to do when, you know, the whole thing started happening in New York after 2001, and, you know, the vibe that it was around, and also like when they start, the finally the war started again, and I was like very, very lonely and scared and just, you know, thinking about that. So it's a bit of a broken heart moment, but also an alert and like, wow, do you know how it is without anyone? So that's what it was. That was the moment when we wrote the song.
This is All Around by Babel Gilberto playing live for us today.
After all I have in my mind is just silence all around. A thousand times I have tried to find pieces of dreams, visions and sounds. And then I pray for better days. Do you know how it is without anyone? Do you know anyone? Don't let it go, never forget that when think of it, you're not alone. After all I have in my mind is just pieces that I found. Shades of blue swimming in the moon, counting the stars all around. I say a prayer for better days. Do you know how it is without anyone? Do you let it go, never forget that when I think of you, you're not alone. La da da de la da do. How it it go. Never forget that when I think of you, you're not alone. Do you know?
Bebel Gilberto playing live for us today. And Bebel, it's really interesting that, you know, the lyrics on that are a bit sad, but the melody is so sunny. And that juxtaposition, that's not uncommon in Brazilian music.
Yeah, I'm glad. I made a special editing for the lyrics today. I have to
right.
say that. But I like it so much the way we sounded that I just decided to keep it that way,
right.
to keep it that way. But I'm glad. Thank you so much. It's really thrilling to know that someone likes the song we wrote. Right, Maza?
Indeed. I'm going to kind of make you speak a little historically here. Was the bossa nova that your father helped create, João Gilberto, was it a class-oriented music in any way? I know in Brazil they have a new president, Lula, who's very much of a people's president, shall we say. And I was wondering, was there any class distinction to people who loved bossa nova originally?
I think that, you know, bossa nova is really a continuation of, you know, music, Brazilian music, kind of jazz, the offbeat, everything mixed up. And it's funny, I don't know really if Lula is a fan, a bossa nova fan, but Lula, it's been, you know, coming from such a different world than the people that were just drinking and thinking about the good times and watching the beach. Meanwhile, Lula has been working hard to kill the starvation in Brazil, you know what I mean? So there is the two contrast thing, which is part of music, it's part of life. I think that, you know, you cannot talk by politics if you don't talk about love. And it's just a matter of the timing. And I guess the bossa nova is going to be in everyone's heart forever.
Right, right. When you were growing up, did your father live a lavish life? Was he well rewarded for his music early on? Or he's always been known as a true artist. I was just curious.
Yeah, my father, I think, has always been known as a great artist and also one of the inventors of bossa nova. And he's also a person that stays at home playing guitar most of the day. So he's always working and searching for the, you know, perfection, which is something that I admire a lot.
Do you get a chance to communicate with him as he commented on your music? Is that part of your exchange with him?
Oh, yeah. We have times that we speak a lot, sometimes that we haven't speak a lot. But thank God, last time he was here in New York City playing at the Carnegie Hall, he came and he visited me, and he actually played the guitar that Pedro and Maza have been playing in my house. It's been very nice, and we've been in contact, and I guess he likes the album a lot, which makes me feel very happy.
Bebel Gilberto recorded for the World Cafe in 2004, around the time of her self-titled disc, which was the follow-up to her famed Tanto Tempo album. We gave it a re-listen as part of our Sense of Place Rio series.